So walk me through this competition and who's besting it, who's winning the competition right now.
So the competition is called the Drone Dominance Gauntlet. It's essentially a series.
The Drone Dominance Gauntlet.
Correct.
Did Hegseth come up with that name?
I don't know who came up with it. but it's essentially a series of four competitions where over the course of a few days, military pilots are testing out drones that the companies are supplying. And the winners of the competition are then awarded with an order from the Pentagon. There's only been one competition so far. The second one is going to take place in August. And essentially imagine a drone flying through a series of challenges to get to its target. In this case, it was, you know, a mannequin, but in the battlefield, of course, it would have a real target. And the creators of the program don't want to, you know, put their finger on the scale. So they're quite tight-lipped about what specifically they're looking for with the winning drones. But the point is that the pilots get to fly them. The pilots get about 2 hours to learn how to fly a specific drone system. And then once they figure it out, to do their mission. And so, yes, drone production and purchasing the drones is a big part of the competition, as is bringing down the price. But the systems themselves have to be incredibly functional in order for the military pilots to be able to fly them.
And so far, there's a UK company that is besting all the others?
Yes. So in the first round of competition, a UK-based company called Skycutter placed almost 20 points above anybody else. And they are partnered with a Ukrainian drone company called Skyfall, which is very widely used on the battlefield, and it's quite well known.